Waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC. The
latest things. We got 85 days left of until the new year, 2026. It's around the corner. Today's World Dyslexia Day. Oh, yeah, and it's also World Octopus Day as well. They reckon if humans get wiped off the planet, the next species that might step up and take over might be octopuses.
Have you ever eaten octopus?
Octopus? Sorry, beg your pardon?
I've eaten octopus.
Couldn't do it to them. They're too smart.
I didn't even know I was eating it, lads. I ordered a salad in Italy. They brought it over, and the next minute I was chewing on this really chewy stuff, and I was like, oh, what's this? And they were like, that's octopus.
Is that off the menu as a vegetarian now, is it?
Yeah.
It would be. Okay. No, no go. Yeah, no, they're very smart. They can open jam jars. I'd say they could drive a JCB if you put them in there. If they've arms everywhere, they could use all the levers. It'd be very funny.
They're very handsy, all right, aren't they?
Very handsy. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Sigourney Weaver. She is 76 today. She was an Avatar and Ghostbusters and Working Girl. Ardal O'Hanlon as well, from Father Ted, the Irish comedian. So you celebrate with Nick Cannon. If anyone can, Cannon can. Oh, and yeah. He's 76 children. He's 45. And Bruno Mars is 40 today. That's who you're celebrating with. Tyke Hickey has been talking about his return to the rebel soil after when he was on the flotilla and he was kidnapped.
Scary stuff.
Kidnapped and taken in by the Israeli forces. Thankfully, they're all home and they're safe. I thought this was going to end really bad.
Yeah.
And that people were going to start vanishing. But he's home.
No water. We were drinking toilet water for 3 or 4 days. Personally, myself, I don't know about other cells, I never got any yard time. I never saw the sun unless I was brought to this sham court with a judge. Just the most inhumanity I've ever seen in my life. SWAT teams come to the room every now and then to do bogus counts. Dogs brought into the room to intimidate us. Guns put in our faces constantly.
Oh my, I mean...
Not exactly the weekend break you were looking for, but yeah, that's really sad to hear that they were treated like that. But the main thing is they're home and they're back.
It's really mad when you hear that from somebody who's actually been through it, isn't it? Because you read all the stuff in the papers and, you know, we're on the other side of the world.
But of course, yeah.
When you actually hear that come from someone's mouth, what actually happened, that's frightening.
Like when I heard they were going over, there was 20 people from Ireland going over on that boat. I was like, this could end really bad. Like, and they're very, very lucky. One or two of the boats... you know, was it a drone drop on one of them that nearly sank the vessel? Oh, other vessels were sank as well, but everybody's home and they're safe. And that's the most important part. A story on the Neil Prendeville show that popped up yesterday. This is brilliant.
Yeah.
Anthony McSweeney and his beautiful bride, Elizabeth, tied the knot in Googon Barra.
Yeah.
This, if you're going to get married in a little church in Cork, this is the place
to
go.
You love Googon Barra, don't you?
Oh my God, it's just...
I think it's your spiritual home.
If you need to clear your head for a few hours, take a spin down there. Go down on your own and just sit there. The Cam Lake, little tiny church, gorgeous hills and mountains and everything.
Puts everything into perspective.
It is gorgeous. And it's the birthplace of Cork, that little church.
St. Finbar.
Finbar started it all, right. He came up to Cork with a trowel and a cement mixer. Built Cork. So they were stranded, basically. It looked like they couldn't get to the church. She had to be carried from the car into the church during Storm Amy.
Oh.
And it made for a beautiful backdrop for the photographs, but
but imagine waking up on your wedding day and
seeing
going,
it's a storm.
Oh my God, there's wheelie bins flying past my window, and I'm married today.
You just got to make the most of it, and they did. And happily ever after for both of you.
Yeah,
but that was lovely. Right, it is 7:12 in the morning. You're waking up to Red FM. It is Wednesday morning. Cash machine, 200 grand in 20 minutes for you. Morning, gang. It's KC. There is Victoria Nichols, and Rory O'Hagan is in the house. In the gaff, like a sucky calf.
Bye.
He just turned to me and he said, I need a holiday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think everyone is feeling that kind of. It's getting dark in the mornings, dark early in the evenings, and there's a bit of a kind of a.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're in the in between summer and Christmas, the barren lands.
The weird bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm getting absolutely lit here from the Swiftie fans.
They're not happy, Casey.
Listen, I'm only delivering accusations. I'm merely the judge in the court, and you are the jury out there.
Is this because of her covering a Pixie song?
Well...
Oh, listen, lads. Listen, here we go. So first of all, Taylor Swift, Life of a Showgirl, and the Jonas Brothers, Cool. This is all one clip. Thank you for the lovely bouquet. Okay, there's Taylor. Here come the lads. Top to the bottom, just cool. Actually Romantic by Taylor Swift and the Pixies, Where's My Mind. So this is actually romantic. And here come the Pixies.
It's literally the exact same chord progression.
All right. Taylor Swift, from the new album, the song is called Wood, and the Jackson 5, I Want You Back. Have a listen.
Oh, God.
I'm not making any suggestions. Okay, this is Opulate and Post Malone. Here we go. Opulate. Taylor Swift, and that's in Post Malone circles.
Okay, which one is which?
So the first one is Taylor Swift.
Ah,
okay, have a listen. Here we go. This one's Opulate, and the next one is Post Malone Circles. Again, very similar.
Yeah.
Not making any suggestions that anybody has ripped anyone off. There's a song by Taylor on the new album called Ruin the Friendship. And you know Princess Sophia from Frozen, those two songs?
Yeah.
Have a listen. Okay. First bit was Taylor, second bit was Princess Sophia.
It's just slower.
And finally, there's a song called, it's Opulate again, and an artist, Spanish artist called Luis Miguel. Okay, see if you can see any similarities on this one. Swifties, don't go shooting me. I'm only saying people are pointing this out, and I'm delivering the goods to you on a platter, and let you be the judge. Is it just coincidence, or is there a bit of legitimate rippy offiness going on?
No, wasn't Ed Sheeran in court over a similar chord progression with wasn't Marvin Gaye? Was it Thinking Out Loud?
Thinking Out Loud.
And let's get it on. Ruled that like you can't own a chord progression because there's only so many chords.
Yeah,
see,
and if they sound similar,
I'm telling you, don't mess with the kids of Cork. Don't mess with them.
Yeah. Right, listen now. I'm a huge Swiftie, and I'm not having this. I think that maybe she had a conversation with him, and that they said, all right, sure, and they paid her, or she paid them, or something, but I'm not having this.
I'm not having this, like, I'm not.
Nice. I'm on Taylor's side, and I love that album, so, yeah. Bye.
I love you, bye.
The corkness of it. Right, listen. Yeah.
Listen to that. Hey, you, Langer.
I love when they say, I'm not having any of it.
Not having any of it.
Hey, you.
I love it. You guys are amazing.
Listen now.
Right. Listen now.
14 going on 40.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's Roz's gang.
Roz's gang.
You've got a couple of little troopers in that house. And yeah, there's more love. Let's call it love coming in from the Swifties this morning. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm only saying what people are saying.
Right.
Okay. She, of course, Taylor Swift is a very talented lady, massively successful, most successful female artist of all time. But I'm just saying, there's a couple of songs knocking around there, lads, and they sound very like other songs. This is Taylor Swift. And this is Post Malone. Do you know what I'm going on?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No, we're not accusing Taylor of anything, are we?
Absolutely not. I'm just saying they sound alike.
Yeah.
There's no accusations there at all. Will you do me a favour? Will you check under my car and for any kind of devices or anything that ticks? Would you do that for me?
Thank you very much. Doorstep
just,
tonight.
Just in case. Let's go. Red FM breakfast.
With KC. Red FM. Love waking up in Cork.
Vic, do you want to tell everyone what happened this morning when you came into work at about 5:30?
No.
You were freaked out.
Oh, leave me alone.
No, but I think there's education in this.
Well, it's not.
There is.
I'm not, do you know, sometimes I wonder, does the whole of Cork just think I'm really stupid?
No, you're not.
You just make me sound really stupid.
You're adorably gullible, that's all.
Don't play that. I know what you're going to do. He recorded me again this morning, lads, without my permission, and then he played it out on the show, and now he's going to do it again.
But I did ask you for your permission. I have that recorded too. I'm very good at this crack. You're not going to get into court with me.
Do not play it.
Why?
Because I sound really stupid.
But I want everybody to know, because again, there's education in this, Vic.
Can I play it?
Go on, so.
So Vic was driving into to work this morning, and There was a speed van driving in front of her. Not parked up, driving in front of her. But she was afraid to overtake it because she thought the speed van was going to gun her.
Say that again, sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Speed van.
What about them?
Do they actually clock people's speed when they're driving along the road?
So when the speed van's in front of you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, you really care, don't you?
You do, because there's usually a man in the back window looking out at you.
Is there?
Yeah, he sits
in...
He sits in a little.
I kept under 100 for the whole way here. I was like,
"Oh, he's just waiting for you to go 105, and he jumps out the back of the van. He jumps out the back of the van. There has to be a man operating the camera.
Is there?
Yeah. So there's somebody sitting in a little seat in the back with a laser gun, waiting for you to overtake.
Oh,
yeah.
Ridiculous.
I know, it's
terrible. Ridiculous thing of ever.
I know. Shocking. Carry on.
Jesus.
What kind of world are we living in?
Why can't you just drive to work?
No.
How I didn't curse in that, I've no idea.
You did, 10 times I edited them all out.
Yeah.
So just again, for anyone that ever thought when the speed vans are driving along the road in front of you, and if you think they have the ability to catch you speeding, which you shouldn't be doing, by the way, you know, if you go over the speed limit.
But I wasn't the only one that thought that, because didn't somebody send a voice message in this morning saying they thought the same thing?
Yeah, that was your mum.
You... It wasn't. It wasn't, and you know it. Come on, be nice to me.
I am very nice to you. I bring you chocolate all the time. The speed vans can only catch you when they're set up and they have the camera at the allocated places. They can't catch you when you're driving.
Right.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
Please take it easy out there. Mind yourself. Be careful.
Thanks for that, Casey.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, thanks a million.
Hey, I got you, buddy.
Yeah.
Little laser, back of the van.
FM Breakfast, let's go. With McDonald's, best mornings start with a sausage and egg McMuffin.
That is your update for now. With thanks to Johnson & Perrott, your new home for Ford and Cork. Colm will get you more as he drives you home a little bit later. Victoria, there's a lot of love and support for your suggestion that moving speed vans can capture you. Oh my God, I sent the same voice note to my friend. Speeding van driving in front of me from Shauna. Victoria, you're not alone. All my life I thought that they could take photographs, and I used to be a guard. Someone
I feel so much better.
What do you mean you used to be a guard? You tapped out?
Thank you so much. I actually feel so much better.
Vicky is not alone on this one. In Poland, the police car can catch you on the go too. Yeah, we're not in Poland, kid, though.
That's the problem. Yeah.
Thank you very much. And Pierre has been on to me to send me a photograph to say, your friends are out in full force. Yes, there are. There's a speed van set up where he is right now.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
The Swifties are eating me alive here on WhatsApp.
They're not happy, but listen.
I'm only. Lads.
You bought it on yourself there, Casey.
That's it. Now I'll go. Now there'll be.
Yeah.
Placards and.
All I'll say is watch your car for eggs.
I know, yeah. For eggs?
Yeah.
Swifties wouldn't waste eggs on me. Yeah. Anyway, who have we got there? Kevin is in. He's in Muncoin in Kilkenny from Tipperary, but there's a Cork relation.
There is.
What's the Cork relation there, Kev?
My woman is from Cork.
Hey!
Is it your wife or your partner?
Yeah, well, my partner.
Your partner in love and life. And what's her name?
Yeah. Michaela.
Michaela.
You've got good taste there, Kev, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
You have to travel, don't you?
You do.
You do. Either that or you went through every woman in Tipperary.
Nah, there's no woman in Tipperary is good enough.
Good man, Kev.
You're saying all the right things, Kev. All the right things. All right, so Michaela and Kev, 1,000 euro here for a little holiday.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, are you still celebrating a certain event there from a few months ago, are you?
What's that?
Oh, that old trophy they won.
The trophy?
No.
It's all
no
died.
No season started now, so let's kick on with it.
That's it.
We'll wait till May next year to celebrate.
Back into it again, yeah.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
listen, buddy, the best of luck. Give me 10 out of 10 here in 60 seconds. If you're stuck on something, Kev, take a guess, all right?
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, question one. What part of Cork City is Roy Keane from?
Mayfield.
In what county would you get a blah?
Waterford.
Who painted the Sistine Chapel?
Michelangelo.
Number 4. What bear has a friend called Tigger?
Winnie the Pooh.
Question 5. Busy Woman is a song from what singer? Busy Woman.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Who is often regarded as the queen of pop music? So what artist?
Kylie Minogue.
Question number 7. Where in your body would you find your vestibule? Vestibule. You're using it now to speak to me.
Your hand.
Question. Speaking to me with your hand, are you?
Your phone, like, yeah.
Maybe your mouth. Question. Who played Kim Hyde in Home and Away?
Irene.
Question number 9. What is the classical Latin for Ireland? Classical Latin word.
Gaeilge.
Question number 10. Who are out of time? All right.
I got that. You might as well say it out there. Give me one shot at it.
Worth the
almost
shot.
I only want to go. Only want right. to go.
What classical Latin word means Ireland? It's Hibernia.
It is Hibernia.
It is Hibernia. Yeah. Where in your body would you find your? Is it a vestibule? That's your mouth. I think I'm pronouncing it right. Madonna is often regarded as the queen of pop, not Kylie. Yeah, it's Madonna. And you got the rest. You got the rest of them correct, buddy. So
well done, Kev.
Kevin, you'll have to come back and do it again. In the meantime, we'll get you a €50 voucher for easy living interiors, and we'll talk to you another day. Let me see. What have I got here? Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Can you tell me the history behind that song and how it ended up being?
It's just a chant. Like, it's a common football chant, and it's like, that comes from that band, the Tom Harrick Ska Band. Or is it the Piranhas? Like,
Tom Harrick's and the Piranhas, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah.
That's a great little song.
But it's when the shed is rocking that one, it's good fun.
Yeah, I was on the PA on Friday night for the Cup semi-final, when Evan McLaughlin scored his second and Cork City's third. I played that and the place went
It goes bananas. That was your cue to text your name and let's see, Cork City FC and your name to 0868 104 106. Yep. And we'll give away a pair of tickets for the FAI Cup final. Tickets on sale from 12 o'clock today through Ticketmaster when I'm on this show here on Red FM for free this hour and the next hour, okay? So get in contact with us if you want to get your hands on those. Gary Oldman. Yeah. What age is Gary Oldman? Is he an old man?
He's kind of... Oh, is that a
joke? He must be 60s.
Is that a dad gag? That went right over my head.
It was good.
Yeah, it was. He's what, were you 60s now?
He's got to be, mid-60s, I'd say.
Brilliant, brilliant actor. Amazing actor. Was on Peter Crouch's podcast.
Right. Yeah.
He's a huge, like you, Rory, a huge Manchester United fan.
Excellent. Good man, son.
But Crouchy asked him, would he swap an Oscar for another treble win, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Remember when United did that back in the, what was it? The 18th century?
1800s, yeah.
Okay.
Would you rather win another Oscar or see United win the treble again?
Oh, wow. Oh, that's unfair.
No, I would love to see United win the treble.
Really?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
More chance of me winning an Oscar at the moment.
I think you'd like to see Man United just win a couple of games.
First of all, I better talk to Owen. How are you, buddy?
Not too bad, yourself?
Not too bad. Owen, you're looking well in your profile photo, all dressed up. It was either
That's a few years ago now.
All right. was it a wedding? A wedding or a court case? What was it?
It was actually me. It was my goddaughter's christening.
All right, just checking. You scrub up well, kid. You scrub up well.
That's a long time. I don't look that way enough this morning.
Oh, listen, none of us look that way this morning, man.
At this hour of the morning, you're lucky if you get away with a head like a busted sofa.
Exactly.
Own, you know. Right. Be honest with me now. Big Cork City fan?
Yeah. She's the colour there the last 10 years.
Oh, you're the man. Okay. Well, listen, we better get you a pair of tickets. So you've got the first pair of tickets in the country for the FAI Cup final. So you're going on Sunday 9th of November, buddy. Well done.
Well done.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome. And best of luck. Give us a score prediction on this one now. It's going to be a tough game, a very tough game.
1-0 Sean McGuire, like we did a couple of years ago against Dundalk.
Oh, but he scores it in the last 9 seconds of the game.
Yeah. In extra time.
All right.
Yeah.
I love that. Hopefully, fingers crossed. Enjoy the game and thanks for listening, Owen. Take care.
No bother. Thanks very much. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day.
Love waking up in Cork.